Well, the shirt factory, I don't work there no more. I worked there for 28 years. It's been going for over 100 years. It wasn't always there. It was somewhere else before it moved there, a different company. But they moved to Alfred Street. And before I think they moved to Alfred Street in the 70s. And they were London-based company, and it seemed very strange. You have Turnbull & Asser label made in England, and we always used to say it should say made in Gloucester, you know. And I mean, they make shirts for, I'm going to name drop now, for royalty, for celebrities, James Bond actors, and it seemed very, we always used to think, why don't we get recognition as Gloucester making these shirts, not made in England, you know, for a lot. And I mean, like, the ladies that worked there, they worked there until they retired. I mean, some went there from school and left. But they didn't leave at 60. They tended to work on. I think it's just a rut they got into, and it's just safe.
So
and they were happy to work. So they, I mean, we used to joke with some of them, they're going to come out in a box, because they, you know, they've gone past retirement, and their poor ubbies will be at home, but they still come to work.
Such a good place to work.
It's all right. it sort of pays a wage, you know, got to work somewhere, and people were happy, you know. People were happy. There was more ladies than the men. Men worked in the cutting room. Generally, the men always worked in the cutting room. I worked in the cutting room. So when I first started there, I was in the pressing room, which was so boring. And I used to daydream thinking, I can't be doing this. So I moved to the cutting room, where I was told, if you don't like it, you can't come back to the pressing room. I thought, fine, I can live with that. And I never went back, as in, I liked in the cutting room, so I stayed there. But then because I started off in the pressing room, it would be a case of, if need be, I would go over and work, you know, half a day. But, you know, but they've now moved off Alfred Street, and Compton's have gone, which for job-wise, on the job-wise purpose, you had the foundry, and then you had the two different shirt work. So there's Alfred Street was very busy. Barton Street was busy because in those days you didn't get paid in the bank. You got paid in your wage with the wage packet. So for a lot of people, Barton Street was so handy to go to the bank, to go to the post office, to get their shopping. So they felt it when these shops were closing, and especially with the bank going. Especially, I think, the Midlands Bank, you know, but Barclays Bank, they felt it more when that one went, you know, because it was closer to Alfred Street anyway. But it was just, you know, get paid on a Friday, quick go down the bank, do your business, you know, in your lunch hour. You had an hour for lunch, so you do your business and go back to work. So they supported each other, and like the shops. I can't remember what year the foundry closed, but they actually closed down, you know, there was loss of jobs there. Compton's, they closed, so there's loss of jobs there. But the shirtworks, they actually just moved buildings, and they moved to Quedgeley. So, you know, it's just relocation for the shirtworks.